Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, all you are doing, all that you set to do for us. Thank you for the battles that you have been fighting for us and all manners of victory that you have granted unto us. We say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting God, we want to thank you, Lord, for the past brokers, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for every vessel that you have been using, Father, Lord, to bring this broadcast life to the people. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you. Everlasting Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed the word that will come out from my mouth, Father, Lord, let them be back with your power. Let them bring forth healing, deliverance, and above all, let there be salvation of souls. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm excited to be with you this day, and I'm sure that indeed the Lord will visit you, the Lord will speak to you, the Lord will bring forth a turnaround in your circumstance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The Shepherd and the Sheep. The Shepherd and the Sheep. I'm going to take my text from the book of Psalm 23. I'm reading from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 23, reading from verse 1 to 6. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. The goodness and the mercy of God shall follow you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. The grace for you to hunger, to thirst after the house of the Lord will release unto you in Jesus' mighty name. In this passage that we have read, David personalized the passage. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." That means that you and I, we need to be able to say, indeed, that the Lord is our shepherd. And that is an indication of having a relationship with this God. You and I are the sheep, and the Lord is our shepherd. And we must establish a relationship with him that boldly we can say of a truth, God is our shepherd. And I want you to know that the Lord is a good shepherd. He's not a shepherd that runs away. No, he keeps you. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, he says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, So our Lord Jesus Christ had to shed his blood in order for him to be our good shepherd. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 says, "And when the chief shepherd appear, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." Indeed, you will receive your crown of glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we have Jesus as our shepherd, our contentment is in him. We are contented in him because we know that he is our provider. He has more than enough to give us. He supplies us with all our needs. Brothers and sisters, rely on Jesus as your shepherd, and he will meet you at your point of need in the mighty name of Jesus. That's Psalm 23. He says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means that the Lord will provide for you. He will meet you at your point of need in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, a wonderful thing I want us to know is that we may become weary, but the Lord give us rest. He give us rest. Even in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 says, "So we do not lose heart." So brothers and sisters, do not lose heart. He said, "Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." The Lord is renewing you day by day. He cares about you. He loves you. He is your good shepherd. And he will continue to renew you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will lead you to that green pasture. He leads you to the green pasture where you get everything that you need, where you are nourished. And that is the desire of God. He is our provider. He is our sufficiency. And inasmuch as we follow him, he will continue to lead us. But I also want us to know that in the process of leading us, God may at times have to chastise us. And the chastisement of God, we should rejoice about it, because it is whom God loves that he chastises. You don't want him to just leave you to your situation. Because of the Adamic nature in us, there's a tendency for us to live in sin, to commit sins. But because we have the Spirit of God that is in us, he chastises us. He brings us back to the line when we fall out of the line. I pray that the grace to receive the chastisement of God in joy, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. When the Lord chastises you, you embrace it and you begin to correct that which is wrong in the name of Jesus. Your conscience will not be seared in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that in the process of the shepherd leading us, he prepares a table for us, even in the presence of our enemies. That means that even when you are blessed, when the heavens open, that does not mean that there will not be people who will be happy at your success. Brothers and sisters, they will not be happy, but that doesn't stop God from blessing you. He blesses you so that they may see his handiwork in your life. And by so doing, they will acknowledge the God you serve, so that they, even in the process, will come to accept the Lord you serve as the Almighty God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 49, Isaiah 49, reading from verse 26. He says, "I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh shall know that I am the Lord your Savior." That is the reason why he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Say that I am the Lord your Savior and your Redeemer, so that the world may know that he is your Savior, is your Redeemer, and the Mighty One of Jacob. He is the Mighty One. So the name of God will be glorified in your life. That situation, that circumstance you are going through, the name of Almighty God shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. I say the Lord will give you a testimony through which those who do not know him will begin to know him. Acknowledge him as the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, indeed the Lord will grant you victory over every enemy of your soul, every enemy of your destiny, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also another thing that the Lord does is that he anoints your head with oil. He anoints your head with oil, not just oil, but the oil was even overflowing. You begin to experience an overflowing blessings of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. When the Lord anoints you with oil, there are key things I want you to know. One of the things when you are talking about oil, that oil is a balm and a balm heals. I prophesy unto you today that the Lord will heal you. The healing hands of God will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Affliction will not dwell in your body in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he anoints you, he heals you. You are healed of that affliction this very moment in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Lord anoints you, he adds perfumes. That means that you begin to attract favor. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will receive favor with your God, you will receive favor with man. In the mighty name of Jesus, when the Lord anoints you, the oil brings about freedom. It lubricates. And as a result of that, the Almighty God will set you free from every manner of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, no longer will you be held captive. In the name of our Lord Jesus, even when temptation comes your way, the Almighty God, by the reason of the oil upon you, you will find a way of escape. You will no longer be trapped in the mighty name of Jesus. When you release oil, the oil cleanses every stain, every mark of the enemy upon you, upon your family, they are hereby washed away in the mighty name of Jesus. The only mark upon you shall be the mark of Christ in the name of Jesus. You will not be a target for the enemy. Your children, your spouses, they shall not be target for the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is not of God in your life, they are hereby washed away in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord anoints you, he brings forth a restoration. That which the enemy has destroyed in your life, the Lord will bring them back in the name of Jesus. He will restore you. He will take you from where you are right now to where you should be in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God we serve will grant you speed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is your shepherd. For you to say God is my shepherd, you need to have a relationship with him. As I said, that passage, David wrote it and he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He personalized it. That means that there must be a relationship. Brothers and sisters, we need to take stock. What type of relationship do you have with this God? What type of relationship do you have with our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him from a distance or from a close level? In the case of a shepherd and a sheep, they walk side by side. Are you walking side by side with this God, or you are just doing what you want? I want to give you the opportunity today to begin to walk side by side with him. To begin to say, he is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my shepherd. He's ready to be your shepherd. He's knocking the door of your heart right now. And I want you to open and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Savior, my Redeemer. And from this day henceforth, it is you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, show them your mercy. Grant them the gift of salvation. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, I say it is well with you in the morning, it is well with you at daytime, it is well with you at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. Continue to enjoy the joy and the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.